If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Attorney Mo DeWitt from the Cat Named Mo Show. Well, I'm the attorney on the show. I'm not a cat named Mo. Anyways, car crash, slip or fall, you know who to call. JustCallMo.com. Injured on the go? Just call Mo. Office Tampa.
The gal, right? The gal at the game?
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, that was big news.
I was watching the game last night, and I had to turn it off. Is this MTV? Is that what we're doing now? Can I just have football? I just want football. I don't want a dating show. I don't want a reality TV show during football. But they must have talked about Taylor Swift 50 times last night. During Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. By the way, Travis Kelce is a douchebag.
Why?
I don't like him. He's a dickhead.
Why?
Every time he talks, he's a douchebag. He's a douchebag. He's also a chameleon. Is that Jamel Dean? Nice play.
Jamel Dean just broke it up. I thought he might have picked it off for a second. All right, here's the kick.
We can't. We're not allowed to broadcast it live, Will.
I'm just saying.
There's already
happening.
A station that does that here.
It's not live.
In town.
I'm just saying. They might be going for a kick right now with 3 seconds left.
Yeah. I mean, this is a very makeable field goal. And he made it.
All right. 13-3
halftime.
Well, good. Now we can talk.
We should be ahead, though. Mike Evans should have caught the damn touchdown pass.
Well, I've always said the Buccaneers are a second-half team, Johnny B.
Well, they're going to have to be. The Eagles get the ball first in the second half. So, we'll see what happens. Either way, so I guess Travis Kelce was at a Taylor Swift concert, because that's what douchebags do.
I don't understand why you hate Travis Kelce so much.
Every time he talks, he's a dick.
You're doing what they do to Trump, though.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Oh, everything. I hate everything.
No. Every time I've seen him talk in public, here's the thing. When I tuned into the podcast he does with his brother, and he seems like a normal guy, and it's kind of an entertaining podcast. But, like, anytime he's around football or anything, he has this different persona, and it's super douchey when he talks.
I haven't noticed that. I really haven't seen too much of him. I know that chicks like him. Like, even chicks that aren't really into football like the way he looks.
Well, he's a good-looking guy, probably. No,
he's a good-looking guy, but I didn't think he was, like, I don't know. He's not super hot or anything, I didn't think, but I guess he is.
A big old football player.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. To me, the bigger news with Travis Kelce last night is he's a sellout.
How so?
You didn't see his commercial?
Oh, even fine.
He had a commercial. You can get a flu shot and the COVID vaccine at the same time.
I will say, he did a Pfizer commercial, and now he's with Taylor Swift.
That's
pretty good. That's pretty coincidental.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Taylor Swift showed up at the game last night.
Okay. That's a replay. It got me. Sorry.
Taylor Swift was at the game last night.
Sitting
in the box
with his mom. Yeah.
Looking good.
I don't
looking
look
real good. I thought she was overrated. I thought she was kind of beat, but I saw her yesterday. I was like, yeah, she's hot.
No, she looks good. But she's a Hollywood 7.
Nah, she's higher than that.
No.
She's the biggest star in the world right now.
No, she is a huge star. Biggest star.
She's too famous for. This is not going to work out because she is way, 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 way above Travis Kelce. You could see it. Barstool posted a video, and it was them walking out together afterwards, and you could see it in Travis Kelce's eyes. He did not. Because everybody's screaming her name.
Yeah.
And then one guy, some dude, he goes, Taylor, like, laughs.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, how's it going? And you could see Travis Kelce just, like, he's not going to be able to handle being.
No.
He's not even on the radar.
He's just going to give her that hammer, dude.
Well, I would hope so.
And look, not gay or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I can look at a guy, and I can tell if he's got a hammer on him. That guy's got a hammer. He's got a, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I would say maybe rivals some of the black dudes in the locker room.
Okay.
I guarantee you, that right. guy is power driving.
You know, what ifs?
Look, I don't want to not like the guy, but at least 10 times I've heard him in interviews, and it's usually post-game. And by the way, he's a chameleon. He turns very ghetto sometimes. It's really weird.
What do you mean?
Like, you'll hear him talking, and he'll be like, yeah, so, the game plan for tonight, you know, we're going to try to do what we need to do. And then he'll score a touchdown, and he'll be mic'd up, and he's like, yeah, boy, I told ya! I told all y'all! Jeff Kelce, bitch! Y'all better recognize number 87. Put some respect on my name. I'm like, what happened to Travis?
Well, he's, you know, speaking the language on the field.
All right.
That's all.
Okay.
No, I mean, I think Travis Kelce's all right, but I just don't think he's going to be able to handle the stardom that's along with it. Like, he's pretty famous for a football player.
Yeah.
But she is the biggest thing, you know, in the world.
When I say Hollywood 7, I just mean, like, she's kind of skinny.
No, she's pretty. She's gotten hotter. She's gotten a little more womanly, too, over the years.
I think she's iconic.
Taylor Swift.
She's iconic, and it adds to the appeal, obviously. But there's way hotter.
She's 33.
There's way hotter, like, women that sing. Way hotter.
Who?
What? So many.
Name some.
Hot women that sing.
Name some. There's so many. See, you're doing the Trump thing.
No, I'm not.
I gotta hate everything.
No, I'm saying.
I hate everything that he says. There's so many, so much better. Name a hotter singer than Taylor Swift.
Hold on, I'm gonna look up a list, and then I'll give an honest opinion. Okay?
All right.
I'm Googling hottest singers. Because Google won't lie. Okay. Dua Lipa. Hotter than Taylor Swift?
I'd probably give it to Taylor Swift.
Doja Cat.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
No way!
Yeah.
Doja Cat's way hotter. You crazy, bro. You crazy.
Dude, you're crazy.
You crazy.
Doja Cat's not even in the same conversation. Get out of here.
Are you serious?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You're crazy. This is popular singer. I want the... Okay, hold on. I got another list. Hold, please. You always got to look at the... What about Rihanna? Is she hotter?
No, I'd take Taylor Swift.
Oh, you know who I'd definitely take over Taylor Swift?
Who?
Bebe Rexha.
I don't even know who that is.
She's thick. She is hot as hell, buddy. Bebe Rexha's fine, son. Fine.
No, dude.
What?
You're crazy.
You think Taylor Swift's hotter than Bebe Rexha?
Yes.
Wow. How about Ariana Grande?
I'd Taylor Swift.
What?
Yeah, I did. I'm telling you, I thought I wasn't really too high on Taylor Swift. I remember my buddies being obsessed with her, you know, a few years ago. I was like, nah, she just doesn't do it for me. I'm not really...
You like the skinny though?
No, not really, but I mean I don't know. Maybe it's just because of her fame or something that's bumped her up and just being
I told you,
you
that
know,
does add
icon
to the,
now.
Yeah, the iconic thing. All right, how about this? And if you say this girl isn't hotter than Taylor Swift, then you're blind and you're a liar.
Okay.
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez.
You don't have to look up a picture of Selena Gomez.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I don't know.
Oh my god, dude. Come on, dude.
She's a pretty girl. Right now, I'd probably take Taylor Swift.
Because she's iconic.
That could totally have something to do with it. I also think in the past few years, she's just, she's an interesting looking.
She's a gorgeous girl.
Yeah.
And look, I was a little hard when I said seven. She's an 8.5. But what about Shakira?
Shakira's old.
And still fine as hell.
Oh, she's good looking, but that's not even... Get out of here.
I don't want to get out of here.
It's nonsense.
All right. Let me try.
Let
me see if I can get one around her age that's hot.
It's just... I'm going to give it 2 months.
All the real hot ones are getting old, though. You're right. Beyonce.
Yeah.
Getting older.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even those girls, like Selena Gomez, she's 30 now.
Yeah.
That's old.
Yeah, Katy Perry's getting old
Katy
and weird.
Katy Perry's 40.
Mariah Carey's old as hell.
Mariah Carey's 60, I think, right?
I don't know. She's like my age.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Like late, early 50s?
Probably.
Carrie age 54.
Is she really?
Old as hell.
Damn.
Nick Cannon's 42. Beyonce's 42. Jennifer Lopez is 54.
Yeah, Nick Cannon's racist.
If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. JustCallMo.com. Office, Tampa.